Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning for the morning interview are Leslie Gordon and Alan Puckett. Leslie Gordon is the condensed title. This is Health Information Management Program Director, among other things, I'm sure. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
And Al is a welding instructor. We're just going to go with welding instructor.
Let's keep it simple, yes.
Keep it simple. And there's going to be an open house coming up day after tomorrow for career and technical education. And it looks like there's just going to be a whole lot going on. It's going to be 10 to 11:30 a.m. And that's what, Leslie, when you want to see mostly high school students.
Right. It's designed for the high school students and their parents.
Okay. And then noon to 2 p.m., it's sort of open to the general public. And I assume you're talking about adults who might be interested in either getting additional technical training or maybe thinking about a career change.
Yes.
Is that sort of
or just interested in what we do at the University of Alaska.
Okay. And Bob Love is going to be firing up the barbecue and cooking hot dogs. And so you can come by and grab something to eat on the university and learn about what's going on in some of these programs that have really developed, sort of evolved over the years. But Al, you were telling me before we went on the air that people who are come to sort of find out about the welding program, it's going to be fun. There's sparks are going to fly, right?
Yes, it's a skills-based, hands-on training that suits a lot of people better than sitting behind a desk. We'd like you to come over and at least look at our new lab. It's probably the nicest one in the state. We offer a variety of welding processes there. We have 16 welding stations that we can teach you. And we have a new lab just from a few years ago, as I mentioned, and it's I get reports back from my students that leave and go to other places to maybe finish up that ours is the nicest one they've ever seen. So we're always proud and glad to show off our welding lab over there. We have we offer an 18-credit occupational endorsement if you can get that many credits in and the time. We teach a lot of gas welding and cutting, shielded metal arc, flux core arc, gas metal arc and aluminum and steel, and the gas tungsten arc, which also you can do aluminum with, which aluminum is kind of the metal of choice in Sitka these days.
So. Right. And do welders, when somebody becomes a welder, do you just get certified in all these things, or do you specialize, or, you know, how does it work?
That's a good question. I could spend a lot of time just discussing that. I have the AWS, American Welding Society, which is a national society that kind of governs welding a little bit on the higher end. Most welders do not ever become certified, but we have that capability over there because I have the national credentials to do that. I try to teach you to the AWS, the national standards, to get you certified as a welder if you want to get to that point. And like I said, there's a lot of different ways to go about that, so that's something you'd probably want to come and talk to me about. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy fix. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to put a lot of time under that hood before you can get competent enough to pass these. These are very rigorous tests, although a lot of my high school students, particularly my Mount Edson students, have got to that point and passed many of these tests.
All right. I want to talk more with you in a minute, Al, about some of the jobs that might be out there and what degree of training you need. But I wanted to ask Leslie about any fun stuff you're going to have. Are sparks going to fly in the health sciences
station? We can try to make sparks fly. We might have to borrow some of the welding equipment to do that. We're kind of an anomaly in career and technical ed because we are very academic. We have associate degree in health information management, which I've worked in it for 15 years and my family still doesn't know what I do. But it in the olden days was called medical record management. And in the health sciences, we're going to explore both the health information management side as well as the clinical side. The CNA instructor will be there and students will be there to take blood pressures and talk about all of the different careers that are available in healthcare, in particular careers that are available through the University of Alaska. And we have 80 health programs within the university system, and 40 of them are offered by distance.
Wow.
So our program, our HIM program, is completely distance. You can take all of the classes no matter where you are, if you're Angoon or Cake, kind of a place-based education where you can continue to work and have a family and do your classes online.
Yeah, and it is academic, but it's also hands-on. I've gone over there and I've seen the lab kits. You like send out totes of
right.
stuff to people's homes.
Exactly. In any class that has a lab, they will mail out a tote that has a fetal pig and a heart, and the student kind of will do their dissecting on their kitchen table, send in slides or pictures of it to their instructor, and all of it's just, all of it's by distance. The chemistry, microbiology is all distance.
Yeah, when you start talking labs and dissection and chemistry and microbiology, I start to wonder what is the transition from vocational to more academic oriented training in health sciences. Maybe I'm not asking the question well, but
we're just kind of an anomaly where we could be in a different school within the university. We just happen to be in career and technical ed, and it is a two-year, the HIM program is a two-year program, and it leads to a national certification that the students can sit for a credential, registered health information management technologist.
Okay.
Our acronyms have to be really long, apparently, in healthcare.
Okay, but I guess the overall premise is that even if you're going to have sort of a vocational career actually working with people, you've got to have a basic understanding of human physiology and things.
Right.
Everybody sort of has to be on the same
right.
field there.
Exactly.
But in the health information management program, you're not going to be taking any labs or
no, the students do have to take anatomy and physiology.
Really?
And all the general education classes, English 111 and
okay.
the 200 level English class. You have to know anatomy and physiology to be able to code. We're going to have glasses that the students can come in and put glasses on that will simulate what it looks like to have a cataract or glaucoma or to be drunk or mm-hmm. something like that. And that information, when you have a disease, that information has to go someplace, and that's where HIM comes in. We code those diagnoses and bill for them and keep track of trends.
Mm-hmm. And you have, I guess you have to, accurately interpret what the doctor or RN or
exactly
or a physician.
You have to understand anatomy and physiology and medical okay. terminology to be able to code.
All right, I'm kind of getting an education here too. Leslie, I want to ask you too about the kinds of jobs that are out there. But I'm going to jump back to Al again, so the welders don't drift away here. What are the kinds of jobs now in Alaska in welding? I mean, we're not building the pipeline anymore. There might be a gas line in our future, maybe not, but in Sitka we've got boat building for sure. But is there anything out there that's obvious to you that is a good direction for a young welder?
Welding is just a good skill to have. If you have really good welding skills, you can usually find some employment, and you always have a lot of friends, especially if you can weld aluminum in this town.
Right.
That being said, that right now the economy is kind of down, so there's not as many people, not as much fabrication going on as you're used to, although I'm continually seeing jobs open, particularly in mining, and I've been waiting on that gas line since 1975 myself, so maybe that thing will go sooner or later. I often tell my students when they come in, if you take welding courses, you don't have to just become a welder. It's part of a lot of other industries like power generation, mining has a lot of welding in it. We have millwrights that work on equipment that are always good welders. Diesel mechanic, which is a huge profession in this state with the amount of equipment stuff we have. I've never met a good diesel mechanic that wasn't a really good welder, so I often push these students to be good at more than one thing. Like most people are in Alaska, you got to be really good at one or two things to make it here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are welding jobs. I've had students over the last 12 years. We push a lot of them towards the apprenticeship programs, and we've got them into the ironworkers, pile drivers, carpenters, which actually carpenters do have a certain element that weld, but we have a lot of students that have gone through the ironworkers and become journeymen after 4 or 5 years and are making really good money. Over the last few years, we've had some students go on to become engineers. They take the welding skills to college with them, and I've got reports back from them that really helped them in the engineering field. They were often the only one in the room that knew what they were talking about, so it helped them. And so there's lots of different avenues you can take the welding skills and do other things with it and open some other doors. So last year I had my first girl pass some of my national welding test, and we were kind of grooming her for the union positions, and all of a sudden she goes to Allen Marine and they liked what they saw, and they employed her out there, and I keep getting great reports back, so that was good.
Yeah, I didn't even think to ask you if there was sort of a gender breakdown in welding. I just assumed there wasn't, so it's good to hear.
You don't see it a lot. Industry's mm-hmm. asking for more mm-hmm. ladies in the industry, so this was kind of a nice thing for me. And our program over there, we've had, last year we had one young man go to Nevada because of the mining. There was a lot of opportunities down there. And so he went right down there and got him a job in a welding shop, a local young man. And so we've had students everywhere welding from Ketchikan to Prudhoe Bay at one time. There was about 12 of my students working at Prudhoe Bay and as either welders, helpers, or in the apprenticeship programs.
Great. Leslie, you what are sort of the typical careers in the health sciences for somebody who's just coming into it, maybe a high school student? What is that first sort of step in the job ladder?
There are multiple pathways that a person can take depending on what they're interested in. If they're interested in direct health care, then a CNA program is a dual enrollment class.
Certified
nursing assistant. And then they can go on to that direct care field. And then a lot of times people will start out thinking that they want direct care and realize they don't really want to touch patients, and so then they come into my department.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's, again, wide open. We have students who work at Search in the IT department or at Sika Medical in coding and billing. It's just wide open. Prisons, and everyone has healthcare. Healthcare is everywhere, and,
sure.
and it's increasing, especially with electronic health records coming down the line here soon.
All right. Well, I'm assuming that if anybody's heard anything that piques their interest, or maybe if you have a child who's expressed interest in this, or maybe a child who hasn't expressed interest in anything yet, going to this Career and Technical Education open house Saturday morning beginning at 10 a.m. might be a good place to start to just sort of explore these opportunities. And Al Puckett and Leslie Gordon are representing sort of the welding and health sciences, but there's going to be also marine technology, fisheries technology, and construction are going to be represented at the open house as well.
Yes.
And they're going to be hot dogs, too.
Yeah.
And so 10 to 11:30 for high school students. We're saying come with your kids.
Yes.
You can learn at the same time, just like I did this morning. And then 12 to 2, it's going to be more focused on the general public. So. It sounds like a great opportunity to connect with people who can help you get a start or a new direction in a career. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks.
This morning. Leslie Gordon is the Health Information Management Program Director at UAS. Alan Puckett is the welding instructor.